Sometimes you're starting with one voice teacher and ending up with another one, too, which is an interesting situation. That happens to me a lot. And so there's usually a little bit of smoothing over the feathers, so to speak, when that happens. But as far as you said, this, where are we with singing voice specialist? And I think my idea of what that is supposed to mean is a voice teacher that has had additional training in vocal anatomy, perhaps has taken undergrad courses in speech pathology, knows more about acoustics, has taken a hearing science class, an audiology class. As a matter of fact, I helped a student the other day who told me she was having trouble with her right ear. Couldn't hear well out. I said, you know, go to your doctor, get a test. Her main doctor didn't want her to go to the audiologist. Fought it. He says, no. Oh, but my voice teacher thinks I should go. All right, go ahead. She has significant, moderate to severe hearing losses in the upper three frequencies. The upshot of it is we caught an acoustic neuroma. So when I'm talking about point of coming in first, I know this student. I've known her for 2 or 3 years. I know what she sounds like. I know she's having trouble. I'm going to send her to specialists. So that's why it's so important to me to know all the specialists and who to send them to. So I think it's important to have that extra information and get it however you can get it. Take classes in the summer. Come to the Vocology Institute.
I did that.
Great. You know, and and just keep up with that. I'd love to see singing voice specialists as a subclassification in NATS and also in ASHA somehow.
I would too. Thank you.
Okay.